This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Former Illinois Congressman Dennis Hastert was sentenced last week on banking charges. And several media outlets got the sentence wrong at first. They were in such a hurry to be the first to report what the judge said that they didn't actually really listen to what the judge was saying. It seems like there's more of a race to be first instead of being accurate with the information in some cases.
Yeah, and I've seen it time and time again. I've seen CNN do it when the Boston bombing suspects were being sought, and they said that they had had someone in custody, and you know, from various FBI or former FBI source. We've seen it at KTVU in San Francisco, where they reported four pilots' names of the Asiana flight that crashed. Those were totally fake names and were actually joke names, and they went on with breaking news about it. This kind of thing happens. And honestly, it's really disappointing to me. And it's also really terrible for WGN here. They went on for close to an hour talking about something that was totally inaccurate.
WGN TV in Chicago.
Right. And no one behind the scenes, and I've been a producer behind the scenes, so it is your job to correct things that go out on air. And no one found this information and got it to the anchors. I think that's terrible.
How do you, as a producer behind the scenes, know if something is inaccurate? Are you constantly checking other sources, or
yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah, you're not only watching your TV show, you're watching all your competitors as well. And typically you have a national feed, whichever ones they have available to them. And also you're watching Twitter, you're watching social media. I mean, you're multitasking. I mean, as a producer, you're looking at everything all at once. And you're also watching your show happen in front of you. So yeah, you're supposed to be checking other things. And with a top, Chicago's number three, and that's huge for market size and television. They've got to have multiple people behind the scenes, not only the producer in the booth, but multiple associate producers in the newsroom who are checking and fact-checking things. And for this to go on for nearly an hour is just ludicrous, in my opinion.
Well, and what happened with this was the judge started reading the sentence, talked about 2 months of supervision and a supervision and a sentence, and then went on later to talk about the 15 months that he'd be sentenced to prison. They started listening until they heard a number, and then they launched into the analysis of it. And, you know, this isn't the first time that WGN has had a problem like this. This is the same station that during one of their shows had a live shot of what they said was a plane crash, but it ended up being a set for them shooting a TV show or a movie.
Yeah, like they sent a helicopter out to that to cover it.
And live on the air, they're showing this and they're speculating as to what happened. And then it wasn't until later that – and then, of course, they said, well, it's their – you know, it's the authorities' fault for not telling people that this was going to go on. That was an interesting way to try to save face of, we just showed you something that that is completely inaccurate, and then started talking about it.
We did not double-check information. We just ran with what we thought we saw, and that was good enough for us.
Yeah, we got a call. We sent our helicopter. We showed you what was going on, even if we didn't know what was happening.
You know, in the case of the Hastert sentencing, what I really don't understand is the rush to be first, because it's not as if you're the only one on the scene. You're not the only reporter on the scene. This isn't some investigative report you've done where you're trying to maybe scoop the competition. Every other media outlet is in that courtroom. They're going to be reporting on the same story. No one in the audience remembers that your tweet went out 5/10 of a second before someone else's, or that you were first on the air to announce this, you know, 10 seconds before another station put out an announcement. Nobody remembers who's first, so why not take a step back, make sure you have the right information, and then put it out there instead of this race. I just don't understand the race to be first.
I think it's a lot of people in the newsroom who are really just the bosses, the people who are the executives, saying we need to own this coverage. And I've heard that multiple times. And they probably had this planned out for a very long time. You know, when this happens, we're going to have these people on the desk, and this is what's going to happen, and we are going to produce this content. But no one really goes into the mode of thinking about how do we make sure this is right. They just make sure that we are first to be on air. And we've got the analysts here, and they're ready for it, and everyone's just ready to be on air, but no one's actually thinking about, hey, did they actually get that right? Let's check on that. They just let them go.
Being 10 or 15 seconds ahead of another outlet is not owning the coverage.
I've heard this multiple times from people. You know, we've got to be first. We're going to own it. If we're first, people are going to watch us. They're going to tune into us first, not the other people. And that's how they think.
And that has no basis in reality. The only people that know who has it first are us, the people who are in the media, who are following. Your average news consumer, they don't know. I mean, how many times have you know, on social media, someone shared with you a story that's like months old
or
years old and
they
say, oh, look, did you know this is going on? You know, I think the timing of stories, if we could be more focused on telling relevant stories, quality journalism, information that's accurate, that would be infinitely more important than did you get your tweet out, you know, 10 minutes, let's say an eternity, 10 minutes before your competitor.
An eternity, I like that.
Well, in a lot of people's mind, that is an eternity.
In the Twitterverse, that's an eternity. Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you that nobody will remember who's first or who's second, but people will remember when you blew your credibility, because ultimately that's one of the biggest problems we have in journalism right now is a lack of credibility because people make a lot of dumb mistakes.
I wish news directors and general managers would think like that, Jonathan. I really wish they would. But they're not. Many aren't thinking like that. And that's why I think we're seeing a lot of mistrust in the media, because in the race to be first and being rushed by our bosses, we are being forced out on air and we're making mistakes. And then people are looking at us and going, you're not trustworthy.
Why are they being pushed like this? I guess you said the bosses are pushing them. Why do they think that equals ad revenue if you're the first one with that story?
They sure do.
This somehow equates more advertisers coming to your station? Because I have a hard time believing advertisers that businesses look at who was the very first one with a story too. I just don't see that as being their thinking.
Well, the more eyeballs watching, the more that we can charge for ads. So.
Yes, but
they
being the very first is not. Again, I think, and some people just have their favorite source they're going to turn to as soon as they think something's going on that's of interest to them. And it has the idea of being first has no bearing on what decision they make in terms of what station they would turn to.
I agree with that, but I think the mentality in the business is all wrong and they need to change it.
I have no problem with the fact that in a commercial broadcasting environment, the broadcaster exists there to deliver an audience to the advertiser. That's why they exist, and I have no qualm with that, except that then the conclusion jump comes in, and the way that you deliver more audience to advertisers is to be first at the expense of being right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we all need to take a lesson from probably the wisest media mind in the history of the United States, Davy Crockett, when he said, I have this rule for others when I'm dead, always be sure you're right, then go ahead. And if we just took that maxim and made that part of what the way that we operate as journalists and as members of the media, we would be a lot better off. And things like this mistake in Chicago, which unfortunately will probably be repeated in other big markets all around the country in the next few days, it wouldn't happen.
All right. We've had our first ever Davy Crockett quote on Shop Talk. Thanks for that, Jonathan.
You're welcome.
And we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.